The Ghostbusters movies have a particularly ardent following, and fans say that the long-awaited next film, Ghostbusters Afterlife, will open the door for new fans to come on board. NPR's Dave Mistich is a lifelong fan himself, and he talked to some others who have been waiting and waiting for this new film. And he pens his own love letter to the Ghostbusters franchise.
Here's the thing about 1984's Ghostbusters. It's got comedy.
Somebody saw a cockroach up on 12.
That's got to be some cockroach.
Bite your head off, man.
It's got romance.
I am madly in love with you.
Don't believe this. Will you please leave?
It's got horror.
There is no being only soul.
And it's got sci-fi.
What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right, that's bad.
That blend of genres, which is somehow accessible to both children and adults, helped create legions of diehard fans. Ghostbusters Afterlife, the new film, explores a family discovering the long-lost later years of the bespectacled, gadget-wielding, deadpan stoic Dr. Egon Spengler, originally played by Harold Ramis. Namely, the film focuses on the similarly nerdy and endearing Phoebe, played by McKenna Grace.
Her grandfather was a Ghostbuster. Something was coming and he knew it.
The big moment, of course, is when the original Ghostbusters finally make their return.
Hey, have you missed us?
It's clear from the outpouring of joy from so many fans that yes, we had indeed missed our goofball heroes. That includes Adam Bertacci, a New York-based film writer and editor.
The original Ghostbusters is, there's just this magic that happened, an alchemy, and it's lightning in a bottle.
A decade ago, Bertacci led a campaign to get Ghostbusters in the Library of Congress's National Film Registry. He even wrote the essay that accompanies the film's inclusion. So it should be no surprise that, when it comes to other films in the franchise, absolutely nothing could top the original for Bertacci. While Ghostbusters 2 was received with a meh from most fans, criticism of a 2016 reboot with all-female Ghostbusters got hijacked for all the wrong reasons. Bertacci says it is indeed flawed, but not because the cast of women busting ghosts.
I think they weren't clear in the marketing initially what kind of movie it was, if it was a sequel, if it was a remake, if it was a reboot.
As for Ghostbusters Afterlife, he says he enjoyed it about as much as possible.
I think it had a job it was hired to do, and it did it without destroying too much in the process, which is the most appropriate thing you can say about a Ghostbusters movie.
47-year-old Mayette Eggleston says she first saw the original Ghostbuster film as a teenager in the Philippines. She says that while she was excited for Ghostbusters Afterlife, she wanted to be surprised.
The only trailer I watched was the original trailer, and I refused to watch like the trailers that came out after that because I didn't want any spoilers.
In the end, Eggleston really loved Ghostbusters Afterlife. She says the film's ties to the original and characters like Phoebe are getting many fans on board with a more inclusive franchise.
It's opening a path for the younger generation to become Ghostbusters and continue on with the legacy.
Ghostbusters Afterlife may not be lightning in a bottle, but it's close enough for many fans. But as importantly, it's also clear there's room in many fans' hearts for a whole new kind of Ghostbuster, one like Phoebe, to grab the proton pack and carry on the legacy. Dave Mistich, NPR News.